Welcome to the Selling Out Show.
You're excited. Feel these nipples.
What it does is reaches into your brain chemically and locates your happiest memory chemically, and then locks onto that emotion and freezes it chemically, and then it keeps your happy.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Selling Out Show, where we screw up life at our leisure for your listening pleasure. I am one of your hosts, David Schultz, and over here by my side is only one of my co-hosts, Toby Schofield, as Nate is suffering through a bout of inclement weather, which is actually a true story. But anyway, since you are physically here, Tobster, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing pretty good, except this cold weather. Ugh.
Oh, back on the weather. I just had to bring it up with Nate, and now you're talking about
it. Listen, I don't work well in the cold weather. Mm-hmm. At all. I like the heat. I'm a Texan. I need the heat.
I happen to be a transplant in your fine state of Texas, and I'm originally from New England, so when I hear you bitch about the temperature, I am offended. Seriously.
Yeah, I could see that, because it's a lot colder up in the north, right?
It is.
I mean,
I don't have a lot
of experience with northern temperatures.
You don't. You really don't. And I think it's cold too. Don't get me wrong. But what are we looking at right now? Let's go to our live weather report here with, Toby Schofield over here. Is what, 48 degrees, rainy? That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's miserable
okay.
to me.
Okay. For you, that's so if there was like a foot of snow, you'd probably curl up and die.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm done for. I've never seen a foot of snow here in Texas. We usually, when it snows in Texas, there's a lot of dirt in our snow when you try to make a snowman, mm-hmm. because it's so thin. So, yeah, no, that sounds miserable and unpleasant.
Dirt. As long as it's not yellow. The yellow snowman.
I guess.
Toby. You complain about the goddamn weather.
I know.
Oh, what's the matter with you? That's and you didn't even ask how I was. Well, you just wanted to complain about your fucking life.
Well, how's everything with you?
Put it this way. I am currently sitting here in my recording space, and I'm wearing American flag swim trunks.
Nice.
I have a koozie bag next to me. Legitimately, I'm going to pick it up right now. So if anybody hears this over the course of the show, it's actually my koozie bag, not my zipper to my pants. Plus, American flag shorts don't have zippers. But I have it. It's jam-packed with beer. It's only 11:36 in the morning. So I guess that kind of sums up my life right now in a nutshell. You think?
Hey. I do have a concerning question about the American flag shorts. You say there's no zipper, so you're saying there's no freedom on your trouser snake.
No, it's even worse. Yeah, it's even worse for my little gherkin, because they are the swim trunks.
Oh,
so,
the swim trunks. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so they have
a zipper.
Right, and there's actually like a netting around it, and I end up wearing underwear, so I am completely covered up here.
Why are you wearing swim shorts, first of all?
I don't know, man. I'm patriotic. I don't know. No, I did vote early, so I am, I was flexing my democracy muscles, if you will. But no, it's just one of those days where I was like, I don't want to bother with life. I'm just going to be that dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And that's why you've got the koozie full of beer.
Koozie bag.
Koozie
yeah.
bag.
But that has a zipper.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There's your freedom right there, unzipping it and letting the beer free.
Yeah, at 11. Well, now it's 11:37 in the morning on a cold Texas day. How are you, North Texas? So, listen, Nate is not here.
Right.
So, in his absence, we're not going to have a Nate's Notes segment to end the show.
Okay.
And we have to come up with some kind of colorful, creative banter to occupy ours and the listeners' time.
Okay.
But before we do that, this may be included. I don't know. It depends on your perspective and what you do, in fact, like to listen to. Toby, I have a question for you, and it pertains to something I dread and despise, known as social media. Now,
ooh, yeah, okay.
Before we get any further into it, I do have to mention that we have that evil social media on Twitter, at Selling Out Show, Instagram, Selling Out Show, everything's Selling Out Show. It's easy enough to find. But your personal account is at Toby Von Doom. Is this correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, like, you hesitated.
I feel like I'm in court or something.
You are.
Is that Toby Von Doom?
I'm about
Doom?
To, yeah. Toby, yeah, this is about to be state's evidence right here.
Oh,
no,
shit.
No, not at all. But I'm curious about something more than anything. So I'm scrolling through your feed right now. You're a very generous retweeter. You share the love for other podcasts and projects and stuff like that. And that's to be admired and respected.
I know where this is going.
You do. Great.
Okay, yeah.
Because I just noticed this morning you are helping promote this young lady.
Yes.
Am I allowed to say her name?
Yeah, sure. Put her out there. Oh,
her name is Sama Day.
Yep.
And let me look up her account, because you know what the hell? Let's double dip. At Sama Day 5.
Yeah.
And the tweet that she shared was, I will be offering a new service. Bluetooth stimulation control sessions. Now, the hashtags are always important, but...
Her hashtags are a little crazy. I'll go
Not
ahead.
Crazy. I was going to say interesting.
They're out there. I only read about three of them before I was like, okay, I'll just read this.
It was I'm gonna read them all. What the hell? Hashtag SW.
Yeah.
Hashtag masturbation. Hashtag OnlyFans. I'm going to stop saying hashtag and just read the words now. Tattoos, hot chicks, colored hair, if you were British, make me come, virtual fuck, vibrator, hot girls, content creator, fuck me, gauges, lingerie.
Yes.
So what is the deal with this? Why are you helping promote her services?
Okay.
Is she a pal of yours? Are you part of her flock?
Now, listeners will know that I'm quite the single bachelor.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Right.
Ladies, hit me up at Toby.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Anyways, I found her on Tinder. I've never met her. I've never met her in person. I ended up getting her Snapchat. We've chatted here and there. She obviously wasn't interested in me. So
obviously, why?
Huh?
Why do you say why are you saying that she's obviously not interested in you?
Well, because I never met her in person. So I've talked to her for on and off for over a year, and it's always just like friendly chat. It's not like, what are you wearing?
Yeah, but
let's meet up.
All right, but that's not like the obvious factor. You're trying to be self-deprecating and say, oh, I'm a piece of shit. So she would obviously not want to be with me, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. A little bit. Yeah, that's what it was. So anyways.
All right, continue.
So I had her on Snapchat, and we'd talk here and there, not very often. Well, then she started posting stuff for her OnlyFans on that account, and I was like, ew, this is kind of weird. Like, I don't know this person. But I'm supportive. I'm supportive of sex workers, and I don't consider her like a good friend, but like, I've got her on Snapchat. We talk every now and then. So I was like, whatever, she posted something one time. Oh, she posted one time that she just got a Twitter account and she didn't know how to work it. Well, me being the Twitter whore, I was like, Twitter's great. And we started talking about it, and I told her, I'll follow you. If I ever see you post anything, I'll just retweet it, because what's it going to do, take 2 seconds? Sometimes I might write something, just a little thing like, oh, check out my friend's OnlyFans or whatever.
Right.
But I do, which I can't reveal these friends, but I do have a few friends that do have OnlyFans accounts. They keep it very private, though, but I talk to them a lot about it because they know that I'm open for that kind of entertainment. I don't personally subscribe to OnlyFans. Now here's something I have to tell you though.
Okay.
I was waiting to do this at a later date. I made an OnlyFans account as a joke though, because it doesn't have to be nudity, but I'm advertising it as a 18 plus, and I was gonna be, I want to post videos, like 2 minute videos of like fat guy playing with pussy, and it's me playing with my kitten, that my new kitten.
Oh jeez!
And then like guy playing with his pud, and it's just me playing with putty for 2 minutes. Like, it was supposed to be a joke, and I still haven't done it. But there is an OnlyFans.com/Toby Von Doom.
So go check that out if you want to masturbate to clickbait, right? Because that's what it is. Well, you're false advertising.
No, no. If there's a cat in it, if there's a pussy cat.
Oh, jeez, Louise. That's like a OnlyFans via a dad joke. But you know what I mean?
Hey, I made the account, and then like the normal Toby thing happened, where I was like, I'm too lazy to actually go through with this joke. It's not funny after I made the account, you know. So
okay.
But yeah, but no, I'm very open to helping that kind of work. And some of my friend that does it, I've given her advice on stuff like content she can do and stuff like that. And I don't know, just I'm open to it. So yeah, I I retweet this girl because fuck it. If she wants to make some money, let her make some money for showing her boobs, whatever.
Okay. Well, so you can't personally testify to the quality of the services that she's offering.
I see the sample pictures that she posts on Snapchat and Instagram and stuff like that. And I mean, if I was one of the guys that was paying for it, sure, I'd pay for it.
Uh-huh.
But
this would be a weird thing to pay for, to be honest with you. So basically the gist of it is she has a Bluetooth controlled vibrator.
Yeah.
And if you pay whatever, I don't see the amount on here, but if you pay whatever, then you can control it remotely while she's using it. That is a very weird fetish to me.
I mean, you got to think, like, if a guy is paying for that service, like, he knows that when he's, I don't know if you click on something on the computer or if it's an app on a phone. But when you click on something, you know you're giving her that little buzz, is what I would imagine, and that's where the enjoyment for that person, the man or whoever's paying, is getting is like, yeah, I gave her the buzz
to watch that, you know. That's, it's like, hey, put on this electric dog collar and let me shock the living hell out of you. Because, okay, maybe I'm crude, maybe I don't know what the hell's going on here, which is both maybe the case. But I would be under the assumption that if you had remote control of this thing from a different location, you just crank it up to 11.
I feel like that's what I would do, just for, one, the entertainment value of that alone.
Well, yeah. I mean, you just pay whatever, $50. You're like, well, fuck it. I might as well get more bang for my buck.
Right. I mean, why are you going to put it, like, if it's a 1 through 10 setting, why am I going to just, like, do a 2 and, you know, I want you to fucking act like you're in an electric chair or something.
You better ask me for a last meal before I fucking turn on that vibrator. You understand? Like, yeah, dude, it's just such a weird, I don't know, like, you know, everybody can get their rocks off in their own way. I got no problem with that. I really don't, because as long as you're doing it in a healthy manner and you're not hurting anybody,
right,
well, without, you know, their permission, then you, fuck it. Do whatever the hell you want to do. But
right,
for you, you must have some dispensable income to be like, hey, I've never met this person, but I'm going to pay money just so I can, via my phone, zap the shit out of their coochie.
Well, okay. So, for instance, there's, again, I know several people that do this, and one person I've known since high school, well, I've known two of the people since high school, but one of the people I've known since high school, I wasn't good friends with this person, and I haven't talked to this person about it, but within the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks, she started posting on her Snapchat that she had an OnlyFans. So I feel like she's sharing that with anyone that's on her friends list that's known her since high school or whatever. So I feel like it's one of those things that a lot of these girls that may have been, like, hot growing up, they're like, you know, mm-hmm, what? I know I was hot. I know a bunch of guys wanted to see me naked. Now they can pay for it. And,
well, let's see. I don't mean to interrupt you here, Tobster, but I'm trying to, like, relate to this. I'm trying to relate this to something else. And there's nothing sadder than a podcast that starts a Patreon and has no supporters. Well, except for maybe their aunts and uncles, right? So would it be even worse if you had an OnlyFans, nobody was paying for it? You know, I don't know. I've never used it, so I don't know if you can see if there are people who have paid for it in the past or ratings or whatever, what
have
you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
But unlike Patreon, where you can kind of ask your mom to support you so you look more prestigious in the podcast world.
Right, you got that one extra person on Patreon, yeah.
Right, you probably wouldn't do that with your OnlyFans account. Or maybe you would. Hey, Nana, I got a thing going on here online. Yeah, that's that stuff on the computer I was telling you about, and I need some support. So what do you say you give me some money to play with a vibrator? I don't know, man. It's just a weird thing. I don't know.
So
maybe I'm just an idiot.
No, from my understanding, how OnlyFans works is you have a monthly subscription cost, right? So if you're I have a stupid fake OnlyFans. If you subscribe to me, like, you'll pay whatever the minimum cost is, and then I think, like, if I upload a video, I set a price on it. I don't know what the minimum price would be, but I think you have to buy each video. So it's kind of a weird deal. It's not like Netflix or Hulu where you get a subscription and then you get all the content you want. It's like you get the subscription to then pay for extra content is what. But I do think that you can. I don't know. Again, I don't know how it works, really. I don't know.
You just have one. You don't know. Yeah.
I haven't started trying to make my joke come true yet and upload stupid shit.
Right, because you're lazy.
I'm lazy as fuck.
Still, I mean, I just assume there has to be ratings or reviews or something. I mean, unless you just look and go, oh, wow, this person has 1,000 subscribers. That's impressive. So they must be doing something good.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure, but hey.
I would... That would be a cool system if there is, like, to be like, 5 stars, she shows everything, even her butthole. 1 star, she didn't show her butthole.
Is that the criteria that you'd be looking for?
Well, no, I mean, sure, why not, but...
You're like, look at that brown eye, I am smashing that 5-star button, baby.
Listen, I'm not talking bad about the one friend that I don't know very well, but one day I opened my Snapchat and... It was censored, but she was definitely just spreading her butt cheeks, and I was just like, huh. You couldn't see anything. You could tell exactly what the picture was, but I was like, weird. I never thought I would see this girl on a smartphone spreading her butt cheeks. Interesting. I was very interested.
It's an honest way to make a buck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Really, it is.
Because you're not, like, on the street selling crack.
No.
You're fulfilling someone's fantasy. Some extra scratch. Yeah, right, exactly. You're not doing anything bad. And that's the thing I think we have to drive home here, is we're talking about it, maybe poking a little fun, pun intended, here or there. But, you know, we respect what other people do, especially in the sex industry.
Yeah.
I've got no problem with that. I think it's safer than some of the alternatives out there. So, yeah, I mean, more power to them. But it is interesting that you decided to share that on Twitter among your other, hey, look at my podcast. Oh, here's another thing. I'm scrolling through this now, this thing.
Oh, God.
I'm looking at this young woman, but she has a check out my list on Amazon. So that means you can also just buy her gifts.
But that's...
So I could get her a salad mixer or... you know, a robot vacuum or something, and she'd do crazy shit for me.
So I've got an ex-girlfriend who was a streamer for a while. She used to stream playing video games. Nothing sexual. She wasn't like, she didn't have her tits out or anything. Like, she just was playing a game. She's ditzy and kind of cute, I guess. So guys would follow her. She had an Amazon wish list too, and she told me about one guy that she would just throw random shit into her wish list. And again, this is on Twitch where she's just playing video games. Some dude bought her a $500 gaming chair. For nothing. Just because he wanted to support her.
Just be careful. Make sure they can't, like, find you somehow, or always use fake names and an alias. You know what I mean? Like, because that's, like, to me, someone who's willing to do that, there's an issue.
Yeah.
they're not right. You know what I mean? So you don't want them to know not only where you live, but basically like what hemisphere you live in. You know what I mean?
What planet you live on. Yeah,
exactly. You just do not want that. But that's very interesting to me. I mean, and the other thing too, if you've got it, flaunt it, right?
Yeah. And again, she wasn't doing anything sexual. She was just like, again, she's fucking ditzy and... she's one of my friends. Like, we're friends. We're past our ex thing. Like, I love her to death. She's stupid as hell.
Yeah.
And I guess that's her cute charmed, I guess, to some people. And yeah, she, people bought her stuff and like they would donate money to her playing and stuff, which I mean, I know guys can do the same thing, but it's always the women that get the most donations and stuff. And
well, yeah.
Again,
we're a dime a dozen. Us men, we're dumb.
My joke about starting the OnlyFans was supposed to be like, well, if women can do it, I can get a piece of the pie. And then it was just supposed to be like a shock thing that I could tell my friends like, oh, yeah, I got an OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, no, you don't. And then they go look at it and there's videos. But I think it blocks them to where you can't see them and you can just see the titles. That's why I was going to put like stupid titles like Man Plays With His Pussy or Man Plays Fat Man Plays With Pussy. And yeah.
Emphasize fat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because that's got to be a fetish, right? That's got to be like something.
Oh, yeah, everything.
For a fat
everything.
Guy.
You yeah. name it. I mean, I was talking to a buddy of mine one time, and there's a fetish over airbags. Like, yeah, I can't get over it. It's amazing to me.
Airbag
fetish?
You know,
it really is. Yeah, there's a group of people. There's more than
like,
one.
Do they like.
Who want the airbag to explode. What's the word for it? You know,
yeah,
in their face.
Weird.
Discharge. That's a fun word, but you know what I mean? To fucking, they want to ram their face into a goddamn airbag and it turns them on. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen like weird fetishes where people like popping balloons and sitting on balloons and stuff or weird stuff like that, but that's weird. Like, I just want to get hit in the face with this fucking plasticky, rubbery fucking airbag. I don't know what an airbag's made out of.
Stuff. It's made of science. It's made of science. Molecules of science.
It's made of science!
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's what I mean. I'm not surprised by anything anymore or any kind of fetish that could be out there. I really wish people would buy us stuff. We should come out with a selling out Amazon list. But maybe they'd have to really be into, fat, weird, old dudes or something. And that's probably a fetish, too.
Yeah, hey.
We just haven't found our angle yet.
Hey, you know? Maybe we start that OnlyFans for selling out, like, you know.
You willing to show off your butthole? One star.
How much are we making?
Yeah, well, I'm telling you right now, the reviews are going to plummet. They are going to fucking plummet. I do say good luck to Sama Day. We just talked about her quite extensively on the show. So, again, more free plugs on the Selling Out show.
Yeah, it was really
Sama Day 5.
It was really about, like, the industry and the work, I feel like, the conversation was. So, I mean,
yeah, I know,
she got her plugs, but, you know,
yeah.
It was about the whole... Because OnlyFans is blown up, like, everyone. Like, it's a big joke on a lot of social media now of, like, oh, I'm going to start an OnlyFans. I see women post that all the time on Facebook and stuff, like, oh, thinking about starting an OnlyFans and to pay my bills. Or I see people post OnlyFans, but me just eating pizza. And like, they post goofy shit. It's a pop culture reference now, OnlyFans.
Ah, you're all hip and with it. You know how to TikTok. You know how to... What's the one with celebrities when they wish you a happy birthday or something? Cameo.
Cameo, yes.
Yeah. That's another one we should start. We should start a selling out Cameo. We can go tell your boss to fuck off or something for $5. You know, I don't know. But I always feel like so behind the times on everything because I'm of an age where I remember when the internet was first starting out and the possibilities were endless and it was going to be a tool for information, knowledge, and basically the good of all mankind. It quickly deteriorated into just being a massive tool for porn and shopping.
And selling but pictures still, of your butthole.
Well, that's under the porn category there, but I mean, I almost feel like how come I never really jumped into this at all and tried to capitalize on it and make money? Even with podcasting, I've never once tried to become rich off of it or try to, not that I could, but you know what I mean? I wasn't like out there being like, oh, I'm going to put this content on the internet so I can make a lot of money. It's always been like more of I enjoy doing it. I like having my voice and my opinions out there. So, voila. Yet there's so many people trying to monetize on the internet, and the way is done keeps changing.
Yeah.
And I feel like in many ways I just can't keep up with the trends on that.
Yeah. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram has really helped the influencer.
Ah, yes, influencer.
The influencer term, which I think is
fucking throw off a cliff.
I think that's garbage, the influencer thing. I mean, if we're being honest, if you're hot, man or woman, if you're hot and you have a lot of followers, you're basically going to make money on Instagram. And that's why we don't make money on Instagram.
Okay. Thanks for summing that up for me in one lump. That's like, you're not hot.
Listen,
you will never succeed on the World Wide Web.
That is why we put our voices only out there.
I'll put my butthole out there. I don't care. Why would that even bother me? Like, it's just my butthole. Who cares?
Yeah, but, you know.
I would normally think people would run and scream in horror if they saw my brown balloon knot. But no, you know, some people dig it. So how much do you think I could sell my butthole for?
I mean, I wouldn't put a high price on it. Just, you know, I would start out kind of low and then, like, get a couple of buyers and then maybe you could raise the price later. But, I mean, I'm not paying.
You've never seen it,
so I don't know.
Yeah, you've never seen it. So there you go. There's a little mystique there. So for you, I'm charging 10.
Oh.
But that's almost like the people who would sell, and this, again, must be years ago now. They would sell their dirty underwear on eBay and stuff. I used to think, like, who does that? But people would buy dirty underwear and socks on eBay. They probably still do it, for all I know.
Yeah, they do. That's still a thing. Now, hear this. About a year ago, there was one of those streamers or cosplay people. I don't know who it was. Hot chick, let's say that, who was selling her bathwater.
Oh, I remember that. And wasn't it supposed to be like a fake? Like the bathwater wasn't legit or something?
Yeah, yeah, something goofy like that. But yeah, they sold a bunch of it. So, I mean, people, I don't know. It's bizarre.
I got to say this. If you are the kind of person who would be interested in purchasing a pitcher of a butthole or dirty bathwater, please contact us, not to buy it from us. Well, maybe not right away, but to let us know what makes you interested in it. And you can reach us easily, as I mentioned earlier, on Twitter or on our email account, sellingoutshow@gmail.com, because I need to get into people's brains with this. I got to try to figure out the whole mechanisms at play. What's appealing to that? Once you get the bath water, what are you going to do with it? You jerk off with it? You drink it? I don't get it. That's what I mean. Gargle it? I don't understand. Do you keep it in a vial and you have a collection on like a bookshelf somewhere, and you're like, look at my bathwater collection. That one over there is B-list celebrities. This one is streamers.
Influencer.
This is an influencer shelf, yes. And it's like, I don't understand what you'd even do with it once you had it. The picture of something, I totally get it. I know what you're doing with it. Okay. The bathwater.
I mean, I think you're right. You display it like a Funko Pop.
It's rare. That's right. That's a rare. I was gonna say Funko Pops aren't very rare. They're just so pop culture now.
Yeah.
But bathwater. There you go. That's the new Beanie Baby. That's what that is. That's grandmas are collecting bathwater. You know what I mean? It's also like one of those things where, if you, let's say you've got a kid, you might keep their hair from their first haircut or their first lost tooth.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't keep their bathwater. So where the fuck does this come from? What is the need to collect this, to have this? I just can't get it. So again, if you think, and I'm talking to the listeners out there, if you think that that's something that would interest you, please do not hesitate to contact me. You can use anonymity. You don't have to tell me your real name. Doesn't matter. Just tell me why. Yeah. I need to know.
It's not kink shaming either. We're not kink shaming. We just want to understand what it's for.
I can't believe that's a term, kink shaming.
Yeah, you don't kink shame. Come on. Like, everyone, you know, whatever. Do what you want.
I just think it's funny that's even a thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, we just come up with words now for everything and anything. It doesn't matter. It's like, I'm making fun of you for this. And I was, oh, I'm, you're kink shaming me.
You're kink shaming my kink shaming lingo word.
Yeah, like, it's weird. No, I'm not.
You're shaming just, my kink shaming word.
No, I'm just telling you, in the free world, I don't understand a lot of things. I don't know if it's because it's just me and I'm dumb. I don't know if I'm behind the times and I'm old. I don't get it. Smack me, Toby. Smack me right in the goddamn mouth.
For $5.
There you go. $5. And speaking of paying the bills, I want to take this moment to thank the show's partners because they send me some great products that I enjoy and coupon codes that I pass on to you, our lovely audience. First up, we have alpinehemp.com. The CBD revolution has arrived. I talk about this every show. I love CBD. I use it to sleep. I use it for, I have back pain, so muscle ailments, you name it. I mean, it takes care of anything under the sun. They got pet products. They got coffees, teas, liquids. I could probably spend all day rattling off all the products that they do have. And Alpine Hemp is a great source of that and affordable. So make sure you check them out at alpinehemp.com. Northlandvapor.com. I happen to be vaping on their Blue Raz e-liquid right now. It's a personal favorite of mine. I was a smoker for over 20 years, and I needed to quit. I needed some smoking cessation because that stuff is nasty and bad for you. Toby, do you like smoking?
I do not smoke.
No, but have you ever smoked?
I would love their products, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes, exactly. But I'm saying you never smoked.
No, not at all.
Right. It's hard to quit, dude. It's not easy. And beyond all that, you've known smokers, right?
Yeah, of course.
They're gross. They're gross as fuck. I used to be gross as fuck. But now, thanks to NorthlandVapor.com, you don't have to be anymore because all their e-liquids are diketone and artificial sweetener free. This is important because you get to care about what you're putting in your body because out there, traditional cigarette companies don't. They are trying to kill you. You don't get none of that crap over here at NorthlandVapor.com. Now, I keep mentioning the .com. They also have retail locations, the good old brick and mortar. You can find them in South Fargo, North Dakota, Moorhead, and Bemidji, Minnesota. Plus, they have a brand new, shiny location in Osgood, North Dakota. And Osgood, to me, sounds like one hell of a town. I don't know what you think, Tobster.
It's got to be like The Wizard of Oz, well, right?
Yeah, there you go. It's all yellow brick roads and happiness. Now, both these sites and munchkins everywhere. They're all over the place. And witches being flattened by houses. Both of these sites, you can save 19% off your entire order by using coupon code SELLINGOUT19. Last but not least, we have Spunk Lube, an award-winning lubricant used by professionals in the adult film industry, but why let them have all the fun? Now, you can start your OnlyFans, right? You're going to need a little slip and slide, don't you?
Yeah,
can't go in there dry?
I need to suggest it to my friend, huh?
There you go. Tell her to go get herself hooked up with some Spunk Lube. They have a few great varieties, and it is shipped discreetly to your door. I always bring this up because people are weary of buying products such as lube because they're afraid their neighbors, the mailman, is going to see what they're getting in the mail and go, oh, what's going on here? It doesn't happen at spunklube.com. Now, make sure you check them out, and you can thank me later. Tobster. What else is going on? Talk to me.
You know,
do you want to make what?
I do have a question for you.
This
is going to be one of those questions where I know what the answer is going to be.
Okay, then why ask?
Because I want to hear your opinion.
Okay.
Okay. We're both guys, right? We're both men.
Yeah, dudes, man. Yeah, guy.
We're pretty manly because we have our
dude.
Penises.
I'm wearing fucking That's it. I'm like I told you. I'm sitting here in fucking American flag shorts in the middle of the day.
Well, okay. I guess I've had some how do I put it? Self doubt. Lots of self doubt. Right. Mm. And being in the state of Texas, everyone's a man's man. Right. And
I guess.
Well, the good old country boys think they're manly men.
Sure.
Whatever. Anyways, so what is it like? What is being a man now? Because I see a lot of people post on social media. We're going back to social media again, of like toxic masculinity.
Masculinity, and, yeah.
But like, is our idea of like the manly men, the picture of like the 40s and 50s of like man going to work and coming home and his stay at home wife, like what is being a man? In 2020.
I think you just burped while you were saying that. I think I just heard
I hiccuped. It was like a weird hiccup.
Oh, a hiccup. I was going to say, there must be a term for that. We have kink shaming. There must be something when you're like speaking and releasing gas at the same time. Listen, Toby, I don't know. You think you knew my answer. What did you think my answer was going to be?
Well, I was thinking that it was going to be something along the lines of a man is someone that does right and takes care of their family and blah, blah, blah. I thought it was going to be something like, it doesn't matter if you don't know how to use change your oil in your car. It doesn't matter if you know how to use a chainsaw. Like, you know, I was expecting something along those lines because, like, obviously, I'm a man, but I'm a big old pussy, and I know it. Like, I play retro video games, and I read comics, and I know you read comics, and I'm not saying all people that read comics are pussies or anything, but, but you watch sports. I don't watch sports, so you've got more manly points, I feel like, right now.
Oh, all right. So there's, like, a chart, or there's some kind of, like, checklist? It's like one of those, speaking of, you know, someone's sex, it used to be in like the women's magazines at the end, like find out if your boyfriend truly loves you. Take this quiz. Do you watch sports?
Oh, yes. That's what we
do. You play video games?
Manly
no.
test.
A man test, a litmus test on how manly you are. Dude, I don't know. It's like one of those things ingrained in everybody's brain, right? You think if you don't defend a woman's honor or something if she's insulted, you don't open a door, I don't know, whatever the case may be, that you're not being a man or you're not doing the right manly thing if you don't take out the garbage or, like you said, you know how to use a power saw. I don't fucking know. So I guess for me now at this stage of my life, it's more like just be a good person. Don't worry about what you got dangling between your legs or what your plumbing is.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, that's my official answer to you. I don't think if you were, you mentioned that, you know, because you're single, you kind of want to impress a woman, and it might help if you were more manly.
You know what? And that's where this thought comes from, because, like, I look at my Tinder profile, which I can't see other guys because I'm obviously looking for the women species. Mm-hmm. So I don't see other guys to be like, oh, I need to write that in my profile to compare. So I have no idea, but, like, I'm just honest on my thing, and I'm like, I play video games, I've got podcasts. And then I start thinking about it. I'm like, man, I sound like a soft motherfucker.
Oh, Toby, you fucking kill me.
But I work in the oil field. That's pretty manly, right?
Dude,
but I don't...
you're fucking killing me. Oh, my God. Dude, you just said you created an OnlyFans as a joke. You're too lazy to go with it, right? But
yeah. But
here's something. There's something more on the line, right?
Okay.
It's your love life. It's the future. So why don't you create a fake Tinder and then make the profile all the things that you are not? Okay? The opposite of you. With the same photo, don't fucking put like Brad Pitt on there or something, and see if you have any more success.
That's actually interesting.
Should you change your hobbies and interests to more traditional testosterone-fueled things and just kind of play the great experiment here?
That is really interesting. Huh. Because I rarely get matches, which I've never been on a Tinder date anyway. So, and it's been, what, almost a year and a half or whatever? Mm-hmm. That'd be really, I might have to venture into that, and hopefully I'll have an update next time we speak and see.
Just try it.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
So what would my manly Tinder page say? Like
that you hate video games? No, I mean, basically
I like sports. I like to juggle chainsaws.
Yeah. You know, you're from Texas, so you love the Dallas Cowboys or something.
Right.
And yeah, you like the outdoors.
I love
and
guns.
You love fishing and hunting. Yeah,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
Well, be careful with the gun thing, because then you might be going too far into the whole, like, MAGA Republican red fucking
dipshit
category.
That could be part of the experiment, too. Come on, now.
You would actually... Okay, here's a question for you.
Okay.
politically speaking, you were not a Republican. You were very, you're not political, right?
I don't know where I am. That's how unpolitical I am. I don't know where I fall on the left and right scale that everyone's always crying about.
Okay.
I have no clue. Like, there's some things, I guess. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just not political. I don't follow politics.
Okay. Do you hate immigrants?
No.
Do you believe in putting children in cages?
No.
Do you call the coronavirus the, was it the Wuhan flu, the Chinese flu? There it is. That's what I was looking for. It can't come on my face. It's racist. Would you say such a thing?
No.
Then what the fuck are you talking about? You're not on the side of the red. You're not some evil fucking bastard. No, I'm just saying this because if I was single and like a woman who's like full on like, yeah, I love Trump, was beautiful and hot, and she totally wanted to hook up with me, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. I don't care. I'm not putting my penis in you. You're gross.
But on the other hand,
you would do that.
What? Come on.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Hey, you know what I have noticed on the dating apps, though, for like a man seeking woman? This is probably way exaggerated, but it feels like about 75% of the profiles are like, I'm in an open relationship. Me and my hubby are looking for fun.
Okay.
And every time it's like, well, I mean, I get that you're looking for fun, but I don't know. It's a super popular thing, and it may just be the area I live in because I'm close to a more open town. Like, the town I live in is like Hillbilly Central. The town like 30 minutes south of me is like cool and hip and stuff. And maybe I just don't know the hip trends. I don't know. But everyone's in an open relationship, it feels like.
Do you really want a relationship, or you just want to hook up with somebody?
No. And that's why I haven't been like, I don't know. Yeah.
You haven't been?
I haven't been successful with the Tinder, I should say. Because I'm not just like, hey, what's up? I don't even know what to say to someone to just try to get to hook up. Like,
no, but everybody's got to sow their wild oats every once in a while. I mean, you know, your gym sock can only get so crusty. You know what I mean?
If you wash it enough, it's fine. Use fabric softener.
Oh, shut up. Shut up, you. Shut your face. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know if, dude, like, I've been out of the scene for so long. I do recommend trying that whole reverse profile thing to see if that yields any results. But even then, here we go. That's just showing that there might be more people interested in that type of person, but that's not the person for you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That would be the downfalls. Like, you know, super hot chick that I'm like, hell yeah. And then they're like, oh, but they like this Toby that I'm not. And that sucks.
Yeah, man, I don't know. The world has changed a lot. Even when I was a little bit younger, like 10 years ago, we were still meeting people online. But there was no Tinder then. There were other websites available and whatever. But I think a lot of people, too, were just using social media. Like, you find someone that has the same interests as you do. Maybe you'd message them, and who knows what happens after that. But
hey, I'm a victim of Plenty of Fish.
Oh, there you go.
I'm a victim of Plenty of Fish. Yeah, like, that's where I met my ex-wife.
But still, it was like you got something out of it, right? Unless you completely consider whatever relationship you just had a waste of time.
It was pretty much a waste. Well, I mean.
Oh, geez, you are a victim.
I'm not a man. I'm just a victim. Someone love me.
Please, someone love me, please.com. I'm so alone.com // give me a will to live.net. Yeah, I don't know, buddy. I really couldn't help you with that too much, and I apologize, but.
Well, yeah, I just thought
that's another thing. If
I was looking for to another man for some manly advice on how to be a man, I guess.
Some sage wisdom that I could not provide.
You let me down.
Dude, like, you know me, I'm just going to say, just be you. Just do you. You know what I mean? Yeah. And kind of roll with that, and things just tend to happen. Now, it's a little bit more difficult when you're not in, like, a social circle. When you're a teenager, right, you're in high school, so there's girls all around you. People are dating.
Right.
And they break up every 2 minutes. College, same thing.
See, that's
but when you're an adult and you work and, you know, what have you, it's a little harder to find the right person.
See, and that's the weird thing that I run into is – I work in the oil field with the majority being men. Like, we've got some office women. We've had women work in the field with us, but it's very far and few between. And so, like, I'm not in any kind of social circle where there's women. So, yeah, that makes it a lot more difficult.
Well, there you go. There's your answer. Start walking backwards through the turnstile. I think you should probably switch your affiliation, your team.
You think I should be gay?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
because maybe there's a lot of dudes out there who want a more, you know, feminine fat guy. I don't know, man. You know? You're just looking for love in all the wrong places, you know?
Well, yeah, maybe that's the, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, one step at a time. Let me try this reverse manly Tinder, and then I might try a Grindr.
Yeah. This might be a monumental episode for the Selling Out show. We just had Toby, well, not come out of the closet, but consider peeking in and seeing what goes on in there.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, who knows?
So, hey, more power to you. Yeah, so, you know, that's the thing, man. It's like I was thinking about true love the other day. And, you know, the people in my life in relationships that I've had that I've loved, I did. You know, I cared about them.
Yeah.
But I started thinking about, and this is kind of weird. I almost felt like a beautiful mind or like a mad scientist where I saw like numbers and graphs in front of me, you know, in my mind's eye going, well, if you think about everything on the grand scheme, first geographically, and regionally, where you're located, what are the odds of you finding that true soulmate or the definition that we can kind of conceive as being a soulmate near you? Probably very slim. Then even then, globally, right? You probably have no opportunities to travel and meet someone from across the world. And then age, right? Where, who knows? Maybe someone who is most like you or most compatible with you is 80 years old and their time has passed. Or maybe they're dead. Maybe they died 2 centuries ago. We don't know. but you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole idea of true love is such a stupid thing to me. Like, for people to think that's something that you can achieve or find, or it's a quest. I must find my soulmate. You're a fucking idiot. You know? Yeah. Everybody settles. Everybody. But you just got to be happy enough that where you do finally, you know, hang your hat, that you're going to be contented. That's it, man. Like, people romanticize everything about romance to the point of nausea. And it's just like, chill out. We just got to get through this together. We're all this fucking mud ball floating through the cosmos, right? Well, floating in orbit around the sun. But, you know, we try to think that we're all individuals and special and unique, and we all deserve these great things more than anybody else and what have you. And that's not true. It isn't true. So the concept of true love is just a fucking false, false thing that we keep fucking clamoring for like idiots. Sorry to ruin your day.
Hey.
Yeah.
There was no Nate's notes, but there was a Dave's notes today.
A little Dave's depressing rant. Dave takes a dump on life. Yeah, maybe. But, you know, that I urge anybody out there listening to what I just said to think about it a little bit. And if you are still a believer in you're going to be able to find that one special person created just for you and only you, and you were going to lock eyes and fall in love and make children and the world is nirvana. You know, come on. Again, it's like when earlier I asked for that person who's got like the weird fetishes on bathwater to reach out. Yet again, if you are a believer in true love and you contest what I just said, sellingoutshow@gmail.com. I want to hear from you as well.
Yeah. And if you're my true love, yeah, let's end the search and hit me.
Yeah.
Up.
Let's get you. I was going to say, let's get you laid. But you were just like, no. And we endorsed sex workers earlier in the show. I was going to say, just go out and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I just,
you know,
I don't know if I,
get your rocks off.
I don't know if I could pay for it. I mean,
why?
It's like an awkward exchange of like,
oh,
there's
Jesus.
No build up. There's not like, oh, we've been talking and having a good time and now we're going to do the deed. It's just like, all right, so, you know, how much per hour? Okay, let's go over here and do the thing.
You know,
that's weird.
There you're going again with, like, there has to be some kind of connection or there has to be, you know, some kind of spark between you before things happen, which isn't the case. That's like saying you go to Mickey D's And before you buy a bag of French fries, you got to get to know the cashier better first.
What, you don't?
You know?
I ask them how their day is. Like, what's their name? What's your sign?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Can I get a, different cashier? I need someone else. This, we don't match.
I'd like a large fry, but first, can you please tell me your favorite color? What kind of music do you like? Please. Yeah, but, you know, come on, dude. If like that was your intention or your need, that's something you should certainly, again, go out and explore. I don't see any issue with that. Or there should be any stigma behind it. Or
I should just further switch teams.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. If you're not willing to go out and pay for a little fun with the opposite sex, maybe you should just stick to the oil fields, go around showing off your butthole.
Yeah.
And see what kind of takers you have.
Yeah, there we go. You know? It all comes back to my butthole somehow.
Always. 5 stars. 3 star. How do I imagine that? You're like, I've got a 3-star rating on my butthole. On Travelocity.
Hey, there's a foot rating website. Have you ever heard of that? Like Celebrity Feet or something? Where you can
really?
You can rate their feet. We should start
That's
the
mortifying.
Butthole. What's the, we should start the butthole rating website.
I'm trying to think of the criteria involved into ranking a good butthole. You'd be like, no debris. No. You know what I mean? Like, oh, is it, look at that tartness. Look at this. Look at how it's tucked in just right. Look at that.
It's got a natural
lines.
Blend of colors.
Yes, it's natural. No spottiness. Oh, yeah. Look at how it puckers up. Look at it pucker. All the judges give a straight 10 for Canada and Canada's butthole. But I mean, that'd be weird. I remember when I used to work with this guy years ago, and I'm talking, this is like 20 years ago. There was a website called Rate My Poot, I think it was, .com. It wasn't even poop, but it was poot.
Did you call me that?
No, son, I did not.
Oh, I think
it
was like
this. Huh? Oh, okay, you heard a voice. Okay, go out in the other room, and I'll be out in, like, shortly.
Okay, you say.
Okay, I love you too, kiddo. Okay, bye, bud. Close both doors there, please.
Sure.
Okay. Now that was an awkward interaction. When you're talking about content like that, and your 8-year-old comes in the room and says, oh, I thought I heard something. Did you say my name? No. Yeah, hopefully he's not scarred for life, but I'm probably shouting too, rate my poop. But this dude, and he was like whipping on his phone. He's showing me, he's like, yeah, dude, everybody rates everybody else's turds. And I'm like, are you serious? This is a thing? And this is also how you occupy your time, like when you're on break or whatever. I used to read a book. I draw.
Times have changed.
Eat lunch. Yeah. Well, not even then. This is way back, you know, when, and that's why I told you, it's like the internet was this great thing to begin with. We ruined it so fast. But yeah, that's how he entertained himself, was looking at people's poo in toilets. So yeah, I don't think writing other people's buttholes or whatever is out of the realm. It exists. It must exist. We're not treading on new ground here.
Yeah, I bet you're right. It's already out there.
It is. It has to be. There's nothing. I couldn't think of anything new that we could contribute to the interwebs of any note other than our humble little conversations like we're sharing today.
Yeah, about people's buttholes.
Yeah, you know. Well, let me change the topic real quick because we don't have a lot of time left here.
Okay.
But I was trying to get really political on you earlier. You would have none of it because you only care if a chick is hot.
That's right.
You don't care about her political affiliation like I do because I have moral fiber. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But I participated in early voting.
Nice.
I was not aware that I went on the first day that it was available, so it was busy as hell.
Ah, yeah.
But yet, I was very happy that I did so, and I like the convenience of it. So I do want to urge every listener of the Selling Out Show to make your voices heard, just like we do on this show, by voting. What I was going to say, whoever you want to vote for, but you obviously know where I lean. I am blue all the way up and down my head to my nose. I mean, my head to my toes, to my balls, everything be blue.
You got blue balls?
Looking for, I do. I do right now. Yes. Especially with all this netting I have in these American flag.
It's cutting off the circulation. That's why they're
blue. It is. Something's going on down here, and it isn't good. It's not good at all. So, yeah. But, yeah, definitely go out and vote. Toby, you going to vote?
No, never.
What the fuck?
Here, you want my political view real quick?
No, I want you to vote.
No, the president is a scam. That's a mascot of America. We have a mascot who's the lead singer that everyone thinks they love and stuff, but it's really the two other branches that write all the songs. They're the hit makers. And if you really want to be political, don't do it every 4 years. Do it when the other two branches have major things happening. Like, watch those branches, not the lead singer. Because guess what? The band is fucking awesome sometimes, you know? Watch the band, not the fucking lead singer.
Listen to you. Listen to you, huh? Making that analogy to, like we mentioned earlier, there's no Nate's notes, but you brought music.
Hey, there's the music reference. But that's, I do. Mm-hmm. I think the president is, because everyone knows the lead singer of a band. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's very, very rare that you know the people in the band. So, yeah, I think the president, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter for the presidency.
Oh, I don't know about that there, kiddo. Especially when the president is a big fat idiot who can't keep his mouth or Twitter account shut and just continues to embarrass us himself, you know, in front of the rest of the world with his vile and racist and just bluntly evil comments. But hey, what?
But he loves God.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. There's a butthole you can rake because there's a big butthole on his face, but his mouth. Zero stars, Donald.
Zero stars. Yeah.
Zero stars for that fucking piece of shit. But anyway, yeah, so early voting is great. I lost my train of thought. But yeah, so make sure you go out and do that though. Like seriously, like there's no fucking harm in it. It's not like whatever. I mean, a lot of countries you can't. So
I hear you have to, if you go vote, that makes you really manly too. So
It does. Yeah. Your testosterone shoots through the gosh darn roof. Let me tell you, you could do an OnlyFans. You could say, hey, hop on my OnlyFans account. And if you pay me so much money, I'll vote this way.
Oh, I should have done that way. Sold my
vote. There you go. So you could sell your vote. Just don't get caught.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's probably highly illegal.
Maybe.
But there you go, too. You can make policy. If you were a politician, have your OnlyFans. And if you're on my OnlyFans account, you can let me know what you prefer. Would you like better health care? Or do you want me to build a wall to keep immigrants out that really aren't doing us much harm whatsoever anyway? But I like to spread dangerous rhetoric. With that butthole I call a mouth. So, yeah. All right, man. Tobster, you got anything else you want to add to our program since I just ended it on such a high note? And I know there's going to be people who say, oh, I hate it when you fucking guys get political. Don't talk politics. Come on. You guys are so funny when you don't talk politics. But to that, I say, fuck off.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I evened us out because I'm non-political and, you know, it all worked out. It's okay.
Yeah, fuck off, Toby. Fuck you too. Fuck you. Yeah. So, anyway, do you have anything worthwhile to contribute
you to the show check before out, we go check
bring
out
it to a close?
My OnlyFans.
Yeah, what was the link to that again?
OnlyFans.com/Toby Von Doom, just like all my other social media. Toby Von Doom, at Toby Von Doom, one word, no capitals. Just look me up on everything.
And if you know anybody who is single, ready to mingle, wants themselves a very gentle-souled teddy bear who knows jack shit about politics other than making music analogies, make sure to write us an email, look up Toby on Twitter. Let's get this guy, let's get him something going on here, people. I'm sick of it, man. I mean, I'm telling you, man, it's too long. We need to get you someone, anybody.
Anyone.
Anybody. Yeah. So if you know anybody who basically has a pulse, breathes, contact us.
You got a 90-year-old grandma that's single? Send her my way.
A little silver cotton candy for the Tobster. Oh, yeah.
Gross. That made me gag.
All right. Well, that's a great way to end the show. Toby is gagging. I am Dave, and this has been The Selling Out Show. Wake up!